As a dog trainer, I know a lot of people that follow me, a lot of my clients, have this expectation of me to have all the answers. And I really appreciate that, and it's something that I don't take for granted. So clients will come up to me and tell me, this is what I have. And these are established clients, not people that are looking for dog trainers. People that already have put trust in me will go, okay, this is what's happening, what do I do? And I know a lot of dog trainers have this, right? You are the expert, people come up to you with questions and you have answers. But the thing that is interesting for me to analyze as an individual is that sometimes I just don't have all the answers. Sometimes I just make calculated guesses. I sort of wing it, so to speak. As an individual, sometimes that doesn't really boost my confidence, right? As a trainer, sometimes I think to myself, I've never encountered that, or, you know, that is a question that I have to now think about. And you always want to be the person that has the answers, not because of an ego thing, but because people trust you, right? If I go to a person, if I go to a doctor, and I have something that I don't understand about my body, I hope that this person knows what the answers are. I hope that this person understands what is happening so that they can help me. So a lot of times, as dog owners, they come up to me and you, if you're a dog trainer, and they have similar concerns. They'll have questions, cases where you now have to think it through. And it's been very easy for me to fake that sense of confidence occasionally, right? Where I go, okay, no, I can figure this out. Boom, and I figure it out, right? Or I experiment, and then it happens to be a good experiment. I'm not just drawing ideas just out of nowhere. It is a combination of previous experience. It is a combination of previous animals that I've worked with, and that's where the educated guesses come in. But occasionally, you know, I do have to sincerely think about this. Occasionally, I do have to sit down and think about it. I have to think about it before I go to bed. I have to think about it throughout the day. There are dogs that, as I'm doing my errands, as I'm doing things that I need to do, anything, like I'm, you know, cleaning a crate or whatever, I'm driving somewhere, I'll think about that dog and I'll think to myself, okay, what can I do better to help that dog? And I'll troubleshoot these things. As a dog trainer, if you do this, if you are aware of this, you know what I'm talking about. If you are a dog trainer and you go, no, I have all the answers, I don't think that's the case. I think most people probably are aware that some questions, some cases, they have never seen before, right? I'm pretty sure that happens to everybody. And if it happens to everybody, I just want to let you know, as a dog trainer, from a dog trainer to another, that it's okay to not have all the answers, because I certainly know that at times I really don't. There are times where I go, oops, I've seen this so many times before, where I go, oh, I know exactly what to do there because I've done that before, right? But there are times where I just have to troubleshoot. So if you don't have the answers, I just want to let you know it's okay. Okay, it's perfectly okay to brainstorm that out. Okay, I have dog trainers that occasionally do reach out to me. They ask me for advice. And some of the questions that they ask me for, and I'm like, okay, I get it. I've done that before. Here's how I addressed it. But if you do that, there is nothing wrong with that, okay? You can actually, you know, work through this and not let it get to you. This is where I believe a lot of imposter syndrome comes in, where people go, crap, I don't even know if I can help this person because I've never seen that before. There is no possible way that as a dog trainer, you can see every single case that comes through that door. You can't. There are so many dogs, so many combinations of problems. You have so many different variables in the dynamics between the dog that is an individual and the owner that is another entirely different individual living together, having certain problems, and now they come to you. And yes, a lot of times you have seen these things, but there are times that you just haven't, and that's normal because again, there are so many dogs out there. There are so many dog owners and so many cases that come to you that it is okay to not have all the answers. So I want to reassure you this. I want to let you know everybody fucking has this. Everybody, okay? I don't care. The person you look up to the most, the podcast that you listen to, the guy that you've taken their course from, they still, to this day, are still brainstorming and troubleshooting. One of the things that I admire about one of my mentors, Bart Bellone, is that, you know, a lot of people look up to him, but when I went to gold school, you know, with him, one of the things that he said is, I'm gonna butcher what he said, but it was something along the lines of, you know, when I was younger, this is him saying this, when I was younger, you know, you don't know, but then you progress and then you really, really know like everything. And then 20 years later, you realize you really didn't know. This is from somebody that a lot of people look up to. This is somebody that has tremendous amounts of experience. You know, whether people like him or not, that's irrelevant. It's just look at the level of experience that he has and for him to still admit that. And I know if it's not Bart Bellone and it's somebody else, I guarantee you they still have that. And if they don't, they're either just not telling you about it or they're in denial about it. But the imposter syndrome that you have because sometimes you feel like you don't have all the answers, I can guarantee you everybody has it, whether they suppress it and they don't think about it or whether they're blatantly aware of it, everybody has it.